Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. We started this year off with a very specific focus. I went back over my 30 years of working in and around salespeople to come up with the absolute top focus areas that work, not just once in a while, but work all the time, every time. They may seem like the basics, and they really are. However, your competition is not doing them, and the important part is that your customers desperately want you to implement them. The problem is that customers really don't know that that's exactly what they want, and they will never tell you that that's what they want. Well, first of all, we all struggle to set ourselves apart from the competition and to catch the eye of our customers without being salesy or pushy. These three focus areas are what top performers use to gain a competitive advantage and sustain it over a career. They are, number one, bring all their resources to the sale, all departments, all product lines, all services. Number two, they shift from price, product, and feature dumping in the friend zone to the personal branding as the trusted advisor in their market. And number three, it's customized development, specific to your product line and your market up against your competition. The tough part, as mentioned, is implementing these steps. How do we go about taking the long road to developing them? Well, I think you start that long road with one step. So today we're going to talk about how do you implement focus area number one, which is bringing more resources today. Here's what I want you to do. Pick up the phone and call your marketing department. And you can call as high or as low in that department as you want. You can call the frontline person, or you can call the VP of marketing if that's where you feel comfortable. Schedule a discussion for 15 minutes. Yes, only 15 minutes. Almost anyone can give you 15 minutes. You will know right away whether you need more time or not when you get into the conversation. Now, when you meet, here's what I want you to do. Get curious. Here are a few curiosity-style questions to get you started. Number one. Hey, what do you think the sales team needs to be doing to help you in your role? Number two, what information from me would help you be more effective in marketing? Speaking of being effective, how do you measure the effectiveness of your marketing programs or projects? And then after you have that great discussion with your person in marketing, ask them one last question. Hey, would it help if you were to ride along with me to see a few key customers or prospects? The answers you get will open up a lot of information, not only with you, but with them as well. All right, how do we get started with focus area number two? This is a huge endeavor to shift your sales approach and become a trusted advisor. Well, first thing you can do is I want you to write down the question I'm about to give you and use it for your next sales call. Yes, I want you to write it out, and then I want you to rehearse it on your way to the appointment. And the reason for that is I want you to deliver this question in such a natural way that your customer is going to think that you just thought it up off the top of your head. If you don't rehearse it, if you don't write it down, you won't ask it. You'll get out there, you'll get nervous, you'll forget it, you'll feel like it's weird. I want you to write it down and rehearse it. So there's two different styles or formats for this question. The first one is if you're calling on a prospect or a customer that you don't know really well, here's the question. Hey, I'm always curious. With all the suppliers out there that you could pick from, how does a producer decide on the one they're going to use? I mean, each has such a great story of why they're the best. How do you pick? And the important part is to use the wording as I just wrote it so that you're not insinuating like, why did you pick that supplier? That's going to seem accusative and you're not going to get very good answers. I want you to phrase it the way I did. I'll repeat it. Hey, I'm always curious. With all the suppliers out there that you could pick from, how does a producer decide on the one that they're going to use? I mean, each has such a great story of why they are the best. How do you pick? If you're calling on a customer you know really well, that format of the question might seem a little bit weird or robotic, but maybe you sell them some products, but not all their products. And that's frequent in our environment today. Here's the question you can ask that person. Hey, you've been with us for some time now, and when you look at all the products out here and the suppliers, how do you typically decide to buy from one versus the other? Ask the question, then go silent and let them reply. Write down the key points you hear from their answer. If they start telling you a story about how they picked a supplier, that often happens, you know, well, it was 4 years ago and this person came by the farm and here's what they did. Look for the key selling behaviors in that story. Forget about the name and the competitor and all that, and look for What were the things that that person did that got them convinced to buy from them? And don't let them tell you it's the price. Yes, price will be a part, but dig in with another deeper question after they tell you, well, whoever's the cheapest. Yeah, I get that. I know price is always a consideration, but what else goes into deciding on a supplier? When you're done, you just gain some deep insight into what it takes to become this customer's trusted advisor. You found out why or how they make their decisions. You also may have learned that you do not want to waste the time trying to be this customer's trusted advisor because it's something that you really don't want to be in the market. Well, the last focus area is customized development. And this is if you're in a position to decide, then consider a development company that can bring industry experience and customize it to your team in your market up against your competitors. Now, there are hundreds to thousands of generic sales training programs out there, and they're good. They're not, none of them are probably bad, but they are just that. They're generic. The concepts can certainly be applied, and again, they're good if you use those techniques. But to make the program more meaningful and stick with attendees, I focus on agribusiness sales. Going one step further, I drill down and I customize that to focus on agribusiness sales for your team. If this sounds like something you and your team need, let's have a discussion on it. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.